The falling price of oil means that Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez has a little less oil money, but that is not stopping him from buying billions in Russian weaponry. In fact, for the first time since the Cold War, the Russian military is deploying in Latin America. They're invited by Chavez for military maneuvers. Chavez has aligned himself with several countries at odds with Washington, and this could cause headaches for the president-elect, Barack Obama. NPR's Juan Ferreiro reports from Caracas.
Relations between Washington and Caracas hang by a thread. The Bush administration, after all, celebrated when Chavez was temporarily ousted in a coup in 2002. American officials accused Chavez of aiding Colombian guerrillas, and they worry about Chavez's new ties with Iran, Cuba, and distant Belarus. Now Chavez is inking deals with yet another rival of the Americans, Russia. Tom Shannon is the State Department's top official for Latin America.
Venezuela is looking for an outside player to reaffirm its importance, and it has reached out to the Russians in this regard.
Four Russian naval vessels, including the nuclear-powered Peter the Great, will spend days here in joint exercises. But that's not all. President Dmitry Medvedev arrived in Caracas to sign agreements with Chavez to create a Venezuelan-Russian bank and help Venezuela start a nuclear energy program. The Russians will also drill for oil with Venezuela. All that comes on top of the $4.4 billion in assault rifles, helicopters, and fighter planes Venezuela has already agreed to buy. Medvedev also talked business in Brazil, Peru, and Cuba. Analysts say Russia wants an economic toehold in Latin America, feeling left behind by China, which has invested in the region for years. But there are others who see other motives. Francisco Usón is a retired Venezuelan general who once worked closely with Chavez. He now opposes the government. He fears that Venezuela could funnel Russian arms to the FARC guerrilla group in neighboring Colombia, an ally of the Bush administration.
Any country in the Caribbean has to be very concerned with the presence of Russian in Venezuelan soil.
The Venezuelans say the arrival of Russia is nothing more than a friendly exchange. Publicly, American officials have downplayed the arrival of the Russians and noted that for Russia, selling arms to Venezuela simply makes good business sense. Chavez, though, is often looking for alliances to counter American influence, to create what he calls a multipolar world, one not dominated by the United States. That's led to close links with Nicaragua, Bolivia, and Ecuador. Peter DeShazo is an analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Chavez is very much interested in courting the Russians and other countries that he sees as adversaries or rivals of the United States. It's part of his overall policy.
DeShazo and other American analysts said they believe that Obama will likely pursue many of the same interests of the Bush administration. That means Washington may very well criticize Chavez about press freedoms or democratic governance. Still, the Bush administration's strategy of late has been to strengthen ties with other Latin American countries and stay largely quiet about Venezuela. Again, Shannon, the State Department official.
We focused on countries that want to work with us, and especially on large countries, the ones that we would call the modernizers, who really are involved in transforming the Americas.
Shannon, though, believes that Chavez is clearly considering his options when it comes to Obama. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News, Caracas.